The family of a Connecticut man shot and killed by state police in West Haven last month has filed a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit against the state and city police. WSHU's Abangudama reports.
A state police officer shot Mubarak Suleiman at an I-95 exit ramp in West Haven in January. Police had chased him from Norwalk after he was said to have stolen a car and was armed with a knife. Suleiman's mother, Omo Klusum Mohammed, says her son should not have been killed.
As a grieving mother, I pray no other family has to experience this pain.
Sanford Rubenstein is a New York civil rights attorney representing the family. He says that's why they've filed the lawsuit.
If you do what he did, fire 7 shots rapidly into a car that's already blocked in, with a door that's closed, with a window that's closed, and kill a victim in that car, you will be held accountable criminally. That's what's really important to this family.
State prosecutors have opened an investigation into the incident. Ebong Udama, WSH News.